The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Parrotsman.
Good morning again. Great day to get out.
And Jerry is a member of Project Independence from Great Neck, which I see Jerry around town.
Right, we're locals.
Absolutely. Before we get our first guest this morning, I just want to tell everybody, of course, a little bit about Project Independence. And within the town of North Hempstead, Project Independence is the town's aging in place initiative. And under the leadership of Judy Bosworth and Commissioner Kimberly Galanti, Project Independence provides programs and services designed to assist our seniors live at home. Whether it be transportation to medical appointments, food shopping, social work services, help around the house. If you think of something you need, Project Independence probably provides it. And if it doesn't, call 311 and we do our best to accommodate you. Actually, last week or a week and a half ago was the Aging in Suburbia Conference with 100 vendors, and all the people there are supporting Project Independence and all the wonderful things that are done. And of course, at 11:30 each Friday when we do this show, 11:30 is the Christina Liu Show. And during that program, all the important things that are coming up in the town are basically announced, which is really, if you listen to anything, that's one of the most vital. That's a half hour of tremendous information. Now, our first guest today is another Jerry. We have Jerry Berkson. Right. And actually, you guys know each other. You were talking as soon as you walked in. It's like, Jerry.
Different connections. The world is so small.
Where do you know? Well, we'll go back to Jerry Parrotsman.
Jerry through REAP. Jerry came and joined REAP a while back. And just to talk about how everything is interconnected, Jerry has a good friend, Joe, who was a member of the Romeos. And I got to know Joe through the Romeos. Joe, unfortunately, had an accident and is kind of out of circulation for a while. We expect him back before too long. And apparently, Joe introduced Jerry, I understand, to REAP, and REAP brought him in. And Jerry was telling me this morning before the program that through REAP he got involved with the volunteer program. And that's why he doesn't come to REAP anymore. But we'll get him back.
Okay.
But there's such a great interconnection of people involved in all the aspects and services that are being supported by Project Independence. I mean, you know, you don't have to do everything, but if you have something you want to do, the odds are it will be there supported by Project Independence.
Terrific.
That's
Jerry,
really great.
You, Jerry Parrotsman, are a commercial.
Right.
That was honestly how you just explained and introduced Jerry. That's really what it's all about. You don't have to go to everything, but you find one thing, you liked it, and then Jerry moved on to the other, and then now we're going to go to Jerry Berkson and tell me what it is that you are doing now that you learned about through REAP and through Project Independence.
Okay. But first, I think it may be important for the folks to make sure that the folks understand these acronyms that you just threw out. REAP itself.
Let me tell you exactly. It's Retired Energetic Active People. I'm going to put a plug in. We meet every Tuesday morning at the Cumberland School in Great Neck. It is a modest annual fee for membership. But again, there are many things you can do there. And what we're doing is not competing with Project Independence, but trying to enhance what Project Independence does, just as they're doing the same for us at REAP. Mm-hmm. So we're working together in all these things for that's better true. Life for seniors here at North Hempstead.
Very well done. Very well expressed. That's important. And now you wanted to know the kinds of things that I'm doing.
Absolutely, Jerry. Right. Share.
I have been finding out that volunteering for a retired person is very enjoyable and very meaningful. I found this out actually when I was a teacher. I taught social studies, and
on Long Island or in the city or
in Great Neck.
Okay, terrific. Okay,
and I started bringing in seniors, retired folks in the Great Neck community, right into the schools, I used to pick them up in the morning, bring them in to spend the day with these middle school youngsters, because I found out that they had a lot to offer in terms of role models for that generation of kids. Now it's over like 25 years or so since I did that, but you can still do the same thing today. And the kids loved it, and I consider that activity the most important thing that I did, even though I taught a content program. That's what I remember best, and that's probably what people remember if you were to ask them about my time, my 27 years in the Great Neck schools. And then I found myself a few years later, after I retired from Great Neck, I found myself in Long Island City volunteering at a senior center, bringing together adults who could teach, go over homework with latchkey children. And that was another opportunity to bring the generations together. So that's how I see the importance of people sharing their talents.
Right. Okay, terrific. Okay.
Jerry, were you involved with the programs at Great Neck where the library was involved with seniors helping tutor kids in the schools? I remember I did a little of that. My wife did a lot of that, but it goes back many, many years. But I remember kids were having problems with math and something, and I was helping a couple of kids with some of the basic concepts so that they felt comfortable. And what I found fascinating, which is really following through what you said, is the kids seem very comfortable one-on-one with a senior.
That's right.
I mean, there's really no generational gap. I remember this kid who was maybe third or fourth grade, and I was probably 55 or 60. We sat down, we were going through his lesson book, and he felt very comfortable. Almost wanted to sit in my lap, let's put it that way.
Yes.
And, I think what you're doing is fabulous and adds so much more to all our lives.
Well, I think you put your finger on it. I don't remember the particular program in Great Neck that you're referring to, but you and I both feel that it works if you bring an older person together. But, it's a grandparent image. And I think that going back 25 or 30 years, or probably even today, families lead very busy lives. And sometimes parents are not able to spend the kind of quality time with their kids that they should. But here's where grandparents come into the picture.
Absolutely. I mean, so many children today are being raised by grandchildren because both parents right. have to work. But it's an important role model. It really is. I mean, and there's so much that the seniors have to share that with the senior center or a community center, there are wonderful seniors that their children and grandchildren could be out of state. And it happens. I mean, you have to go with your job. So people on Long Island, in the town of North Hempstead, the 311 calls, about 20-25% come from adult children who are outside concerned with their mother and father. So what a wonderful opportunity for a grandparent who's living home to share their knowledge, their love, and their caring with a local child in the middle school or even in the high school.
Right. There's a current movie called The Intern with Robert De Niro.
I mean, I haven't seen it. I saw the billboard for it.
We should publicize that movie because he retires. He had lost his wife and been looking for something to do, and a company advertised for a senior intern. But they also advertised for other kinds of interns. And so De Niro finds himself, not fitting the profile.
You saw this movie?
Yes.
So we're supposed to put up one of those alerts that you're not going to, whatever that thing is.
This is a commercial.
Oh, it's a commercial.
No. We're pulling you late, Jerry.
No, and I was just saying, because what that, and of course, he reminded me in the movie and the character of me.
Okay.
Because they have him sit down in front of a computer, and it's like, what is this? And whoever directed this and wrote this, I mean, understood the generational gap there. But what the film shows is that what he could bring to that company and to the chief executive lady on a personal basis, as well as his professional skills, was very important. It's life experience.
Mm-hmm.
All these young people are around, just like we have these young women here, and we're old, but you're in the middle.
kind of the way we set up here.
But this is an intergenerational group.
Right,
exactly.
And so age really doesn't make any difference if you make use of the experience of older people and the modern skills of young people. If you take those two major elements and you bring them together, then it's dynamite for whatever enterprise you're working with.
Jerry, people like often are reluctant to get involved with volunteering because they feel it's going to take a tremendous amount of time. Give us some idea of how much time you spend and whether it really fits in with the rest of your life.
Well, you make it fit in because there are different reasons why. Everybody wants to be recognized. So that's an element. And then because during your working life, you have a specific situation to go to every day. You're getting paid for it, and you do your job, and sometimes it's interesting, and sometimes it's not. But then when it's over, you could be lost if you don't keep involved. So I find that there are many avenues that I'm just learning about that take very good advantage of your time. And I'm reading that you not only feel good if you're in a voluntary activity, if you help kids, if you help older people, it does make you feel good, but there is research done on this subject that shows that our immune system actually functions better if we volunteer. So it's not only helpful to our mental condition, but it's helpful to our physical condition.
Right.
So how much time do you spend a week on this program? Roughly, I mean, I know it varies.
I do every 2 or 3 weeks. I do one of those programs, as I started to describe before, where I'm in a virtual program, where it's live with a computer, and the seniors between here and Chicago have their own computer. It's a special computer. They press a button, and then there's someone, their facilitators, that sit in a studio or in their own home, and they conduct discussions with the seniors.
That's the virtual center. North Hempstead's a part of that.
Oh, okay.
Virtual senior center.
Okay, I think Christina started to tell me about that
okay.
the other day. This one is called Self-Help.
Mm-hmm. Self-Help.
Oh, okay.
That's the main organization.
Oh, okay.
Self-Help.
So I sit in a little room with a very lovely woman, Susan Berman, who's in the Sid Jacobson Y.
Okay.
In Roslyn.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she kind of supervises me there. And so that's an hour program. So that seems to me to be a long time to be talking to a group. Sometimes it's usually just a small group, four
right.
or five people. But somehow the time goes. I try to pick subjects like, what is a hero? Or what is an educated person? The other day, I actually reviewed a book, which has to do with fly fishing. And first, I said to myself, "What are a bunch of older people who never fly fished? How are they going to follow what I'm saying?" But It was really more than that. It was really a living with nature and,
right.
and this kind of thing. So that worked.
You know, I'm gonna put you on hold for 1 second, Jerry, because we have to take a break.
Right.
We'll come back with the fly fishing, but not that per se, the importance of the whole interaction. Okay. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence, and you will be right back.